Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to Fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 33. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please contact me at vince@sixweeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Medea Allen, holistic chef, culinary and nutrition educator, and founder of Organic Soul Chef. During the interview, Medea will discuss the many benefits of eating healthy, including what types of foods are best for losing weight and for building mental clarity and concentration. Medea will also share information about her very popular 8-step system, Holistic Kitchen Revival Program. Health coaching as well will be discussed, along with cooking classes and much, much more. Now remember the words of Ken Venturi, who said, "I don't believe you have to be better than everybody else. I believe you have to be better than you ever thought you could be." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks to Fitness. After receiving her Bachelor of Arts degree in Psychological and Brain Sciences from Dartmouth College, Medea Allen dedicated a year to the Providence Community Health Corps, working as a perinatal educator and doula, which is a trained labor and birth assistant. Medea Allen is on a global mission to transform family health one kitchen at a time, increasing health and happiness at every turn. She's a healer, holistic chef, and culinary and nutrition educator. Medea became a certified integrative nutrition health coach after graduating from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, then went on to complete her professional chef's training at the Natural Gourmet Institute for Health and Culinary Arts, both in New York City. Medea founded Organic Soul Chef LLC in 2005 with a mission to empower herself and others via her health coaching, cooking classes, and wellness and nutrition workshops. Since then, she has equipped clients, both in the public and private sector, with tools to transform their lives through sustainable eating, food preparation, and lifestyle practices. I am pleased to have Medea on our program. Medea, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
You sound great. I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Now, but Medea, before we talk about your company, Organic Soul Chef, let's talk about you. What started you on this journey to becoming an holistic chef and culinary and nutrition educator?
Well, I think the journey started as a really young person, about 5 or 6 years old, always wanting to make people feel better around me. So I said that at 5 years old, I would be a doctor. And you know, smart kids, they're either pegged as the future lawyer or future doctor. So I felt that, you know, the doctor piece felt better to me than being a lawyer. So I decided at 5 I would be a doctor.
Yes. And you also went to Dartmouth College. So that's no walk in the park. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, exactly what does an holistic chef do?
So I can't speak for everyone else, but what I do as a holistic chef is that I prepare foods that will assist a person in harmonizing their mind, body, and spirit.
Okay, great. So in your bio, it mentions that you are a healer. Explain to my listeners, what does that mean?
Sure. So, you know, it's funny. Early on in coaching and cooking for people, I didn't necessarily think of myself as a healer. It was just through the feedback of clients. You know, they would say, "Oh, I think, you know, you have such a healing vibe about you. I always feel so much better after we talk. It feels so good to be in your space." You know, so I started to get this feedback. And, you know, through that, I started to realize that I am helping people feel better. I'm helping them become more balanced. you know. And so what I see a healer as is really a person who's able to bring things to a higher order than the way that they found the thing. So that's really simply what a healer is.
Wow, that's excellent. And basically you do this with organic foods, correct?
Yes, primarily. You know, that's one of my healing tools is through the food. You know, I'm when I'm cooking with clients, I'm considering, you know, how will this dish help that person to feel better? You know, what imbalances are we addressing? And then we're preparing that food in a way that's going to really help to transform the person's health.
Huh. Okay, but now your company is called Organic Soul Chef. And as you know, when people talk about soul food or the word soul, they're usually thinking about foods that are high in saturated fat and sodium. They taste good, but not really healthy for you. Why did you choose the name Organic Soul Chef?
Well, it's funny you ask me that because when I first started my company, I named it Amazing and Infinite You. You know, I was really interested in helping people tap into their unlimited potential of being just feeling awesome every day. So that's where the Amazing and Infinite came from. So a couple of years into practice, I have a friend who started to receive my teachings and experience my food, and she's from Houston, Texas, you know, down home Texas girl. So she said, you know, when I taste your food, I feel like it's so lip smacking, it's delicious, but it's healthy. It makes you feel better. So I'm going to call you the Organic Soul Chef, and it just stuck.
And ever since then, you've been calling yourself the Organic Soul Chef.
Exactly.
It sounds good. It sticks. It stands out. It really does, but also sparks conversation, as you know.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Now, what is the difference between organic and regular foods?
So that's a great question. There are a number of specific guidelines that are set out by the Department of Agriculture that defines what organic and non-organic means. So generally, when we're talking about plant-based foods, organic means that the food is going to be produced in a way that is free of synthetic agricultural chemicals like pesticides, herbicides, insecticides.
Oh, whereas the regular food that we're eating, there's no guarantee that it's not going to have those particular, you know, items involved.
Absolutely. Conventionally, you just have to just assume and know that it's going to be loaded with chemicals, and it will most likely be GMO because that's the trend today of conventionally grown foods.
Yes. Now, how do you know if your food is organic or not?
Well, you know, when you're going shopping, grocery stores are labeling whether a food is conventionally or organically grown. There are stores that have both mixed and conventional, so they have to make that distinction. You know, so that's the first way that you can tell just by the label.
Okay. So by checking your labels on the food.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's important. I noticed some of the organic foods. For instance, today I went to the supermarket and I picked up my Gala apples, and they always have the number 949 something. I noticed the organic produce had the number 9, whereas the non-organic had just regular other type of numbers.
Right.
So
right.
That's one way I can differentiate between the two. But now, what would you say to people who are on a budget and feel that eating organic is far more expensive than if you are eating non-organic?
I love that question because I am on a budget and I have received food stamps for a very long time, and you can certainly purchase organic foods with food stamps. So what I love to ask my clients that I'm working with is, do you feel that you are worthy of eating food that is healthy for your body? That's the first question. Are you worth it? Are you worth it? Because you would be more inclined to go spend all these, you know, expensive parts for your car if it breaks down. However, you're not willing to pay the price for good quality food. Because what I always say is you're going to pay for your health either on the front end or the back end. So you might as well invest in your health now as opposed to long-term down the road having to pay in hospital bills and medications, et cetera.
Exactly. That's a good point and very, very good analogy. Now, if someone were to approach you and say, Madea, I need your help. My eating habits are horrible. I've been diagnosed with high blood pressure and diabetes and I'm severely overweight. How would you work with a client like that?
Yeah, you know, I get that often. So when people come to me, the first thing I say is I just thank them and I hug them for reaching out to me, because that is a huge first step in and of itself. You know, most people are just spend years sometimes beating up on themselves and feel hopeless about not knowing what to do. So I thank them and then I invite them to speak with me one-on-one so I can get a clearer view of what really is going on, what's really happening, what are the invisible barriers that's blocking them from optimal health.
Yes, because as you know, today, obesity is a major issue, heart disease, diabetes, other chronic illnesses. And would you say that that is the main result of how we're eating today?
You know, it has a large, large, large reason why people are not feeling better. Because, you know, think about it. How often are you eating and drinking? You know, you have to do this quite often to keep the body going. And so it just makes such a difference, the quality of the food that you put in your mouth. I think that eating, it can just clear up, I feel, over 75% of people's health issues and imbalances today.
Over 75%. No, I definitely believe that. I personally believe that nutrition is 75 to 80% of it as well. You know, exercise is important. As a trainer, yeah, I know that for a fact. But if you don't have your nutrition going for you, you're gonna have a hard time losing weight and getting healthy, right? Now, speaking of losing weight, are there some foods that are better than others when it comes to losing weight?
You know, absolutely, and. You know, people often ask me, so can you give me specific foods for X, Y, and Z? And, you know, I really encourage people to look at the quality of what they're eating as opposed to specific. But I'll answer your question, but I would love to go into more quality, which can make a huge difference. So, you know, eating dark leafy greens is definitely great, you know, because it's high in fiber and it's going to give your body, you know, the necessary roughage that you need to keep the colon going. You know, so as you're eating, it's necessary to assimilate those nutrients and get rid of what the body doesn't need. So you want to eat foods that are high in fiber. So that's definitely dark leafy greens. That's going to be whole grains, you know, whole brown rice, not the white rice, but the brown rice that has the bran. Just a variety of grains is important. So not just brown rice, but quinoa, spelt, whole wheat berries, just having a variety. Of course, root vegetables are also excellent for helping the body to maintain its natural weight. It has natural sugars in it, and it's also high in fiber.
Yes.
So that's where I like to start when I'm talking about how to manage weight.
Okay, perfect. Now, I heard you mention something about elimination. How important is elimination?
Elimination is key. If you're not eliminating, just think about, you know, the garbage that's in your kitchen that keeps getting filled and filled up and filled up with garbage and never allowed to, you know, be empty. So what's happening? You have garbage that's festering and, you know, worms start growing and just all types of craziness is happening there. So you have to continue to allow the body's natural systems to flow. And your intestines is the site where your immune system starts. So you have to keep that system flowing.
Yes, and the best way to keep it flowing is by eating the type of foods you just mentioned, the high fiber foods, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. Now, what about foods that help you focus or concentrate better? Foods for your brains. Is there any such thing?
You know, yeah, absolutely. I love actually to tell people to eat cabbage. You know, and when you cut open a cabbage, lo and behold, what does it look like? It looks like a brain.
Yes, it does. Good point.
It really does. So, you know, those leafy green vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, so it's going to be high in the antioxidants. But, you know, the good oils are really good for the brain as well. So fish is like salmon that has the good fats in it. So it has the omega-3s. That's excellent. Yes. Your flax, you know, flaxseed has the omega-3s as well. You really need to have good quality oils. When people, you know, I caution people to, when they're talking about going on a fat-free or low-fat diet, because that is going to definitely disturb focus and mental health. You need good fat.
Yes, your brain needs fat.
Yes. Yeah, you need fat to metabolize sugar.
Yes, yeah, and we're talking good fat, right?
Absolutely.
And I know that like avocados is a good fat. Actually, coconut oil, which is a saturated fat, is also a good fat, correct?
Absolutely.
There you go. Now, what are your thoughts about sugar and high fructose corn syrup?
You know, it's definitely overused in this country. High fructose corn syrup should just not ever come into your life, ever. You know, read your labels, people. Read your labels. If you see high fructose corn syrup, don't use it. And it's in things like ketchup, a lot of the prepackaged foods, especially for children. You know, these things are what is leading to diabetes, because it is disturbing the body's natural mechanism to, you know, metabolize sugar. So sugars are important. You need sugar, but it's the quality of the sugar that you need to pay attention to. And so sugar is naturally in fruit. It's naturally in root vegetables, carrots, butternut squash, you know, sweet potatoes.
Yes. Oh, I love sweet potatoes. But we're so used to getting the simple sugars from the candies and the cookies and the pies and the cakes.
Right.
You know, and basically, I think sugar is an addiction for most of us today.
Unfortunately, it is. I mean, I look at sugar like it is a drug. I honestly do, because it is. It's quite addictive. You have to go through a withdrawal process when you want to get off of it. And it can really, it can really disturb just so many systems in your body, from dental health to mental focus, your blood. It's just, I really caution people to look at the sugar intake in their diet.
Wow. Now, you often hear the phrase, feed your body on a cellular level. Now, exactly what does that mean to you?
Well, it's funny, because we are always feeding our bodies on a cellular level. Everything you eat, your cells, you know, will eventually get it, you know, as you're breaking the food down and assimilating and digesting it, you know, it's getting into your cells. So the question is, how do you properly feed your cells on a cellular level, you know?
Yes. Yes. So basically, you're saying no matter what we're eating, our cellulars are getting fed, but it's a matter of, are you feeding them on a qualitative level?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I see. And therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Most of us are not feeding our bodies properly what it needs, the nourishment it needs on a cellular level. And that's why the body breaks down and we get sick.
Right. You know, and this makes me actually think about the hydrogenated oils. I want to just caution people about hydrogenated oils. It actually disturbs the bilipid layer of the cell. So the cells no longer can function properly if their cell walls, which is the bilipid layer, are not working. So the hydrogenated oils is actually, you know, blocking the cell from taking in the proper nutrients. You know, and it becomes weak. And, you know, this is why you have to eat food that the body recognizes. Hydrogenated oils are plastic fats. So it can become a part of your cellular structure and then disturb the cell's natural functioning. So you have to be thinking about your cells when you're eating and say, is this going to, you know, affirm life or cause my body more harm?
Good point. Very good point. Now, when you go to the supermarket, and we, again, talking about the foods that we should be eating, especially the organic, how can you tell if the produce you choose in the supermarkets is fresh or not?
Well, you know, this is a process of engaging your senses. It's a process where you must tune into the senses that God gave you, your sight, your smell, your touch. So you want to look at the food and see, does it have a vibrant color? If it's green, it needs to have a dark leaf green color, right? If it's going to be orange, it has to have a nice bright orange color.
I see, yes.
You want to pick up your vegetables and your fruit, poke them, feel them, you know, see if it's a carrot, is it actually nice and strong, or is it pliable? If it's pliable, you shouldn't eat it. because root vegetables are meant to be strong.
Right. Okay. Good point. That's very good. Good to know. I think a lot of people need to know that, you know?
Yeah.
But now I understand you have an 8-step system, holistic kitchen revival program. And I'm very interested in hearing about that. Please share that with my listeners.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. So the holistic kitchen revival, you know, this was my answer to helping my clients get a quick result in pretty much 30 days. So what Holistic Kitchen Revival is all about is 8 steps to transforming their health through wholesome home cooking. That's easy, it's delicious, and it won't blow the budget. So
nice.
Yeah, you know, and I think that people like to just have a clear outline step by step of how we're going to achieve this, you know, sometimes very scary and ambitious goal of improving health.
Yes. And so your program answers all that.
Absolutely. My program is a culmination of what I have experienced and fine-tuned and tweaked and created over 10 years that I've spent in the nutrition, health, wellness, culinary, and education fields.
So it's like it's an educational course, correct?
Yes, it's an educational course. People can actually do it online as a home study course, or they can do it with me, or they could do a combination of both online and with me, a combination. But what you're doing is learning these basic foundational steps of going from, I wonder what I can eat, to here is this amazing, wholesome, balancing, harmonizing, nourishing meal on my plate.
Wow, that sounds like the perfect Christmas present for those of us who don't cook regularly on our own.
Absolutely. It really demystifies this whole healthy cooking thing.
Really? That is something to look at. I mean, I've been to the website, and I'm going to have to go and revisit it, too, because it might be something there for me as well. I like that. Now, let me ask you about your clients. What type of clients do you work with?
You know, I've worked with both men and women, but it's been more women. They've been professional women, you know, who most of them have been mothers. They're looking to lose weight. They want to eat healthier. They want to have more hormonal balance. But I have to say that the common unity amongst all my clients is people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they're ready to do something about their health right now.
Very good. Really. People who are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
A lot
of people are sick and tired. Now, what about children? Do you have to do any programs for children on cooking?
I do. I have a 5-year-old, so, you know, educating a baby is very dear to my heart. So I do group cooking classes. So I am hired very often, you know, to come into homes and teach, you know, children, say at a cooking party where, you know, the parents want to have something healthier for the children, as opposed to a party where they're just eating all this junk food. They want to actually just teach the children a good skill. So I do cooking parties with children. I do cooking demos. I've worked with the young people in after school programs all throughout New York City.
That's so important because they are our future. You know, we've got to look out for our kids.
Absolutely.
Now, do your clients hire you on a per hour basis? How's that work?
Well, you know what? I no longer do per hour. What I do is I create custom packages for the clients, and it's basically on an individualized basis. So the very first process that I bring people through is the Holistic Kitchen Revival program. And then from there, if they want more teachings and they want to just address other areas of their health, then I create custom packages.
Okay, so that's how that works. That's very good. Now, how do you promote your services?
Oh, in a number of ways. I think I've become a master at promotion.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So the one way that I really find rewarding is to promote my work through my my monthly newsletter. And anybody can just go right to the website and sign up. It's for free. It's at organicsoulchef.com. So in the newsletter, I often write articles. I am sharing successes with clients. I'm letting people know where they can find me, you know, for the next event. So that's one way. I love promoting myself, of course, via Facebook. I have a Facebook fan page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, give us your when we're talking about that, give us your Facebook fan page. What's the name on the Facebook fan page?
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Organic Soul Chef.
Oh my goodness. Organic Soul Chef. Now, where did that come from?
Okay.
And that's great. But what is your website? Give me your website as well.
So the website is www.organicsoulchef.com. It's all one word.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And do you have a Twitter page?
I do. I have a Twitter page, and you can also find me at Organic Soul Chef on Twitter.
Perfect. So I'm going to have to start following you on Twitter, definitely. So look out for that. I'll be following you.
Great.
Okay. Now, most of your consultations, are they free and are they online or in person?
So the consultation I offer is the Organic Soul Cooking Strategy Session. You can book it via online, and I do it via Skype or by phone, and it's $97.
Okay, so that's affordable. $97, and it's on Skype or on the phone?
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Now, do you travel to your clients' homes when you prepare meals to help them out?
Yes, I do. Occasionally, I do. I am now in the Washington, D.C. area, so I do get special requests, you know, for family who's looking to incorporate more wholesome foods in their diets. So I go to their homes either to give cooking classes. I also can be hired out as a private chef where I'm preparing meals for the week for clients. So those are the ways I've gone to clients' homes.
Okay. So, all right. So let's backtrack. You're actually in Washington, D.C. again.
Yes, I am. I have relocated to D.C. since June of 2013.
Really, Madea? I had no idea.
I'm always keeping them guessing, Vince. I know. I know.
That is funny. You're back in Chocolate City, as you say.
I am.
Okay. So, all right. So my listeners know they can go to your website to find out more about you. They can follow you on Facebook and social media, other social media platforms. Now, I think that's basically what I wanted my listeners to know about you. But can you share any other information that you think, we didn't cover that my listeners should know?
I love that question. And honestly, what this work is about for me is to help people to love themselves. So if you don't get anything from the conversation that Vince and I had, just know that you are worthy of receiving the love that you are through the food that you eat, through the activities that you engage in, and you're worth having optimal, radiant health.
Ah, that is so special, Madea. This is so great for my listeners to hear this from you, especially around this time of the year when it's so challenging to eat healthy, you know?
Yes.
And the number one New Year's resolution is to lose weight.
Yep, exactly.
So why not start eating healthy now so it would not be such a journey in the new year?
Yeah.
So, Madea, on behalf of BodyScope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
Oh, I appreciate you so much, and I wish you nothing but infinite success in all that you do.
Thank you so much. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments about this show or any others, please leave them on my 6 Weeks to Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care and bye-bye.